AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There are questions from Democrats about a plan to end the war in Iran. Massachusetts Democrat Elizabeth Warren is looking at the money being spent.
There's $1 billion a day to go to the Middle East and drop bombs on Iran for military purposes that no one can describe and that no one can explain how merely from dropping bombs from the air we will accomplish those ends. No more money.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham says Iran's nuclear capabilities must be disabled.
Yeah, we need to be all in and finish the job. I've never been more impressed with a military operation than I am at epic period.
Iran's attacks on regional oil infrastructure and pledges to choke off maritime traffic left markets on edge. The AP's Charles Deladesma reports the rhetoric from Iran remains strong.
A top Iranian official, Ali Larijani, has appeared to threaten President Donald Trump himself, writing on X that Iran doesn't fear your empty threats. Even those bigger than you couldn't eliminate Iran. Be careful not to get eliminated yourself. Iran's been accused of plotting attempts to kill Trump in the past.
The war entered its 11th day today with no end in sight as its effects were felt across the region and beyond. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth promised the most intense strikes on Iran yet today. Voting technology firm Smartmatic asked a federal judge to dismiss a criminal money laundering indictment, saying the case is political retaliation tied to President Trump's baseless claims about the 2020 election. The governor of Alabama, Kay Ivey, has commuted the death sentence of a 75-year-old inmate who was set to be executed this week, even though he was not in the building when the victim was killed. Ivy reduced Charles Sonny Burton's sentence to life in prison without parole. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Subway riders who feel the heat in the summer should feel vindicated.
New research says they are not alone. Northwestern University researchers analyzed more than 85,000 social posts between 2008 and 2024 for keywords relating to feelings of high temperatures. Assistant professor at Northwestern University, Georgia Chinazzo, says,
"We saw that there was a correlation between the air temperature and the post about the thermal discomfort."
They found that a 1 degree Fahrenheit increase in outdoor temperature caused a 10% increase in complaints in Boston, 12% in New York, and 27% in London. Chinazzo says solutions are available.
Installing fans and operating fans, or having more of a cooling operation in specific time of the day rather than having a cooling all day.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.